This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. 90% of goods traded around the world is carried by ships, but none of those goods would reach people if it weren't for dockers loading and unloading the 50,000 merchant ships in the world. The Global Union, which represents dockers, is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF dockers section represents 350,000 port workers who are members of 221 affiliated unions. Representatives of the dock workers are meeting in London this week. Paddy Crumlin is the president of the ITF and also the National Secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia. He reported about the proceedings of the London Dockers meeting.
Welcome, brothers and sisters around the world from Docker Central here in London, where we've had a fantastic seminar about dock workers from all over the world getting their message out. Today we've got the Dockers Committee. We've got 30 or 40 dock worker leaders from around the world, and we're determining how we're going to make sure that the global network terminal operators respect dock workers regardless of what region they come from. In Madagascar, what they're doing in Indonesia, all the bullying and the harassment and the discrimination. So we're dealing with real programs, real campaigns. What's happening with Turkey? And we've got Turkish dock workers here. What we're doing in all of those areas where dock workers are under pressure, building a network, building an enthusiasm, building an engagement, getting and communicating, developing all of the research that's required so that we can see bad practice from employers, lack of corporate governance, lack of protection or respect for dock workers' rights, freedom of association. And each of those geographical areas have got their own needs and their own issues and their own problems. But we're coming together to make all of those problems a collective problems for the world dock workers movement, so we can go out and deal with automation. We're talking about automation this afternoon. So we're going out there and making dock workers' lives better by the actions that we're doing, building new friendships, young. We had a report from the women, making sure that there's diversity, making sure that there is a proper gender balance, making sure that the ITF is making sure that international dock workers are representative of all of the issues of the labour movement. Now, it's exciting here. See, we don't just come and have a group of senior people. We're inviting people in, and they're invited to speak and to engineer outcomes to make sure that everybody, regardless of age, regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of any other divisive thing, that we are dock workers number one, and we're going to go out there and maintain our rights in international campaign. Fantastic stuff. You know, you're going to really enjoy it. Go and look at some of the creative stuff that came out of yesterday. Go to Facebook, go to social networking, see what's happened, and get on board. This is our movement. Let's go.
One of the dockers at the London meeting of the ITF is Ashley Bourdignon from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union of Canada.
Whenever I tell people that I'm a dock worker, they go, "What? Like, you're too pretty to be a dock worker, or women don't work down at the docks." And when I go down to work and I see my fellow coworkers who are women just kicking ass and doing sometimes a better job than their male co-workers, it's so rewarding. And we show up every day, and every single day we have to prove ourselves. When we go to pick our jobs and we say, "I want that lashing spot," and people look at you saying, "Well, like, you know, it's quite tough. Are you sure you don't want to do stackers?" You're like, "No, I want to do lashing." And to go up there and do that job and do it well, and then come back down and the boys or the foremen are looking at you and they're like, "Touche, good job."
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.